2015, Sunday, July 5th, 1:36 p.m. So the question is, how do you know if you really know something, or if you're not using draw on something that you have, but somehow you're processing it, or you're proceeding in some way that it's like it's not supportable, it's not sustainable. What if what you're doing is not so much expressing something so much as writing fiction that just happens to work? Well, if it works, then what does it really matter? It matters in the sense that in a previous recording I talked about this notion of, pretty sure I did, coming into being of the good, and how that's this source of energy. Just like if you go ahead and you take notes while you're listening to a lecture, somehow that stimulates better paying attention. It's something to do with I think of this kind of like temporary machinery set up. Think of like, not a neurologist, but like, think about the connections between things, the pathways that you have set up. Those get lit up, and then imagine imaginary pathways that are set up based on what's currently lit up. It's like, it's hard to like give some sort of physical structure for it, because there wouldn't be one. What comes to mind also would be when energy is flowing through something, when electricity is flowing, it creates this magnetic field. So imagine something like that, and then also think about associativity. It's like, you know, this piece of associativity, it's like this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. It's like, lay them all out there, and then that makes you think of some fifth thing. It's like, what's your logical derivation of this fifth thing? It's like, well, I was trying to do this, and I had these four things in mind, and that fifth thing just kind of popped in there. I don't know how exactly it works, but it did. There's a good chance that if I had four different things, then the fifth thing would have been something else. So think of it. So that's kind of what I mean by the coming into being of the good as being like the source of energy. You wouldn't be able to do the things otherwise. It's kind of like this. It's like not direct in terms of cause effect. It's kind of like, I don't want to use like the word like duality or synchrony, because that doesn't quite work either. It's something around those things. In any case, we can have the sense that there is this finite supply of it, to where if the thing does not represent further information to you, then you're not going to get further computation, you're not going to get that flow, and so it's not going to work. It's like, think of times where you learn something for a while, and then it's like you're getting burned out on it. It's like you're looking at this stuff, and you're not even really paying attention to it anymore. Then you leave it alone for a while, and it could be a while, and then you come back to it fresh. And it's kind of like you forgot, but at the same time, you kind of remember, and at the same time, you kind of learn more than you did the first time around. So it's like, why do I have to wait that intervening time? A lot of speculation, but I could speculate that if the fact that you forget, it gives you the opportunity to learn this stuff anew, creates the opportunity for it to actually be information to you. It actually is meaningful, instead of it's just like you're saying the same thing over and over again. The next time you say it, I'm not paying attention. Now I am, because I've forgotten it. It's meaningful, it gets you the flow. Because you have the flow, you can do other stuff. The stuff that relies on it. What relies on it? Again, it's equivalent to taking notes. and paying attention. I'd have to think more to try to come up with a more concrete example. Thinking a little bit, I thought of the beginner's mind, notion of the beginner's mind, and this notion that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Could add to that the phrase "forget everything you know" about whatever. It's like forget everything you know so that you can then be open to learning this new thing. So I don't have anything specific. Nothing specific came to mind. That's okay. So what am I talking about again here? Whether or not, so it's like you have this notion of this finite supply, where you're able to do some stuff without knowing fundamentals. You're able to do some stuff incrementally because you have a certain supply of energy available. You can get draw, and you can get stuff done. But after a certain point in time, it's equivalent to this stuff's not being meaningful anymore. It's the time in between where it's the point at which you need to stop, let some intervening time pass, let yourself forget, so then you can remember and then learn it further. Problem is that you're in the middle of a project or something like that. You don't really want to stop right now. You'd like to better arrange your use of energy such that you finish the project before you're to get to that point. So I was gonna say if that were so. If that were so, and then it's like no, stop for a second. Stop for a second because we're now talking about something limiting and speculative and imaginary, such that it can very easily be the case that suppose it were so, it is so, and then it's like it adds to it a limit, and then you run into further problems. Problems are really resistance based. Really resistance based, but then you say, suppose this, and then you make up an explanation for it. You just added yourself another limit. Hit some more resistance, hit another problem, another limit, and they're continually moving in, moving in, moving in. That's something to be guarded against. What's a good way to guard against it would be to figure out some way to. You take like whatever it is and say, okay, based on this, what would it have me do? And then you're trying to figure out a positive reason that it's kind of like you take in, it's almost like you throw away the limit. Not exactly, but it's kind of like you throw away the limit and say, I would act like this anyways. I'd want to do this even if this were not so. It's still better in doing things this way, and so I'll do things this way. And then if there is a limit, because things are better, it's like things are better, so I'll get more accomplished, etc. And then I'll want to do more. And then if there really is a limit, then that will stop me from going further. But if there's not a limit, then I will be able to go further, as opposed to saying like, this limit exists, and then therefore I'm gonna avoid this or that. I'm not really explaining it very well, but I think I can get what I mean. So what then? All right, yeah. So now to pop that back off the stack, I was gonna say, if and that is so, if it's so, like you have this finite amount of energy that you wanna arrange the use of before the end of whatever is the project. If that is so. The way I can think of to handle it right now would be to look for indications that it's like you're going too quick, you're burning through your stuff too quickly. You're not really budgeting things very well. Look for indications of it, and then look at what are appropriate actions. So then I worked on brainstorming up a bit and made this list. First one. They're all kind of like subjective, mostly subjective. First one was like, think about the feeling that you have for whatever it is relative to other things, specifically things that you have like this really strong, solid feeling for. It's either instinctual or intuitive or whatever. And think about the feeling that you have for that thing, and then think about the feeling that you have for this other thing. It's like, I know such and such. And it's like, do I really know that though? Is this, am I just, is this like one of these things where it's like, I say I know it, and I know it. It's like this fictionalizing thing that pops out from the energy, but I don't really know it, and I'm not actually going to be able to continue to apply whatever it is, because I don't really have a strong feeling for it. So think about it. It's like, do you really have this strong feeling for it? Like, in your gut, do you feel this thing? Yes or no? If it's yes, then you're doing fine. If not, then it's like, all right, well, maybe I should reserve some time, slow down. It's probably correct if it works, but still, slow down, take a closer look at this thing. Next thing would be, can I remember it? Am I going to be able to recall this to mind? If so, how am I going to remember it? If I can't think of how I'm going to remember it, then it's not necessarily that I don't know, but there's a good chance that there's something that I don't know about it. Can I remember it? And also, would I have the ability to imagine it? Like, so for instance, for GUI development, one of the tests I was going to try and do is like, do I really know how to make a GUI, or is it like all my imagination? Ironically, it's like, all right, well, let me just sit here and rather than type stuff out, etc., and make imagine that somehow I'm not doing it, I don't know whatever it is. Let me see if I cannot picture in my mind the pieces going together, etc., etc. And I could, but if I couldn't, then it's like, okay, why can I not do it? Is there something more for me to learn about? Next thing, if I've done this type of thing before, does it feel like I'm getting better at it? Does it feel like the costs of doing it are going down? It's like it was tough at first, and now it's getting easier, 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 versus this is like the 10th time I'm doing it. It doesn't seem to be getting any easier. Why is that the case? And then finally, I had, can I teach it? If someone else had to be able to do this and I had to try and guide them through it, could I teach them to do it? Don't think it means that you have to have some sort of theory about it or be able to have like textbook type knowledge in your mind, because there's plenty of people that have plenty of wisdom. Maybe they're not that great at communication. Maybe they cannot teach it, but they can definitely do it. I think of things that are more physical and there's a lack of language for whatever the thing is. They still know what they're doing when they're doing it. But still, I mean, that's still a pretty good test for it. Or even if you can't teach, at least be able to drop hints and direct or guide someone through something instead of being able to say, all right, now let me present to you the theory of writing software. So now let me speak to the optimistic side. Suppose that you're thinking about it and you're like, man, I don't know if I could teach all this stuff that I'm doing. On the optimistic side, and further, let's say that you worked on something, you thought that you did know it, but you imagine that it could be the case that someone could put you on the spot. And it's like, oh yeah, if you're a writer, then write something for me, like right now. It's like, even if you can't like do whatever it is immediately, it's not that meaningful. There's plenty of times when that happens. And further, I think it's pretty silly to say that the only things that you know at all are the things that you can currently take a pop quiz on at any time and under any conditions whatsoever. You only know those things. The other things you don't know, because if you did know them, then you would be able to take that pop quiz. That does not seem very likely to be true. Especially if you think of all your schooling. It's like all the hours upon hours work that you did, times when you asked questions in class or at office hours, etc. It's like all that time, if you can't recall it to mind, you never knew it. No, probably not so. Alright then, when do you not know something? What would be an indication of it? I think there it's more like, if you're working on some problem and it's a tough problem and you have all the time in the world to do it, it's like an open book exam. It's not going to help you. You just cannot do it. It's beyond your current ability. In that case, it's like, all right, then you don't know it. That's not going to be the case all that often. So back to this notion of the finite energy supply and this notion of a limit, and yet we want to take what is proposed to be this imaginary limit and turn it into something that we'd want to do anyways. For the things that I was describing with teaching, using your imagination, trying to see if you can remember, etc. Those are things that it's kind of like you'd want to reserve time for anyways and make some kind of investment in, because you assume the existence of, you assume that you have to be doing some amount of work incrementally. You assume that you're not at the ultimate foundation of everything. Assume that that doesn't exist. Assume that whatever you're on, there's a foundation, there's like a level above and a level below. And the way you get to the level above is by building out the foundation for the level below, and vice versa. So it's like, assume that you want to do a bit of both. A bit of free thinking and a bit of trying to make things more rigorous. If you want to do that and you set aside a portion of your time for it, then you work on things like, how would I teach this to someone else? In the course of trying to do that, that will help you to get at whatever are the foundations that you'd be going for. So you work on that teaching. Hopefully you should be able to figure, not you should, but hopefully you would be able to figure out how to teach in such a way that someone else coming along and learning, they are able to learn more quickly than you learned when you were getting going. It's like there's this evolution of learning. It's getting better and better, as opposed to being like, yeah, the same textbooks, the same everything from like 500 years ago, it's the same. We're never getting better at teaching. We're never getting better at learning. It's like, no, that's not the case. I've gone through, I had some teaching. I also have figured some stuff out for myself. I now want to be able to come up with something for teaching such that if I was just starting out, I would want someone to explain this thing to me, which I struggled with for a while. I finally got it, but after I got it, I realized that it's actually not that complicated. So you do that, you put that out, and then if we imagine that there's like some finite amount of energy, if we were to imagine that, then that would be like cutting costs. It's like whoever else is coming along, then they're that much better. There's that much more energy left over for them to use to do whatever is further, like whatever is, say, getting to the next level, or whatever is further to develop out the foundations, etc.